Nice and easy does it every time. Isn't that better, baby?
Nice and easy does it. A classic there from Mr. Frank Sinatra. So with the time coming up on 2:35, we're continuing today's phone-in on sexual harassment. And we're going to a regular caller to the programme who is a men's rights activist. I believe you have a few thoughts on that issue, Patrick. Am I right?
Yeah, hi. Basically, I just want to clear up a few facts from the last time I was on your show.
Okay.
Right. First off, I don't live with my mum.
Okay.
I did. Then her bloke Gordon converted the garage, so technically I am in an adjoining building.
Right.
Also, despite what Kevin the Bin says... Kevin the Bin. He was a mate. He isn't there. Despite what he says, I'm not a mummy's boy. I don't have a bedtime. And I don't get beaten up by girls.
Good to have that cleared up.
Right. Well, moving on.
Great news.
I want to address the issue of all the sexual harassment that men like me get from predatory women at work, in the home, and at a diversity market that's on every month near my house.
Is this a problem for you, Patrick?
Yeah, it is. It's because, in my opinion, women are, in the main, filthy animals.
I see.
Not you. Not you, right? No, no, you're okay. And you have a job of work in the media, which probably don't give you much time for all that. Plus, you sound quite old.
Thank you.
Now, my point is, because of feminism, women are basically being told that they can stop worrying about making the supper and stop worrying about doing the housework and stop even thinking about having babies. And so, they spend all their time thinking about it. It being sex. It's a ruer. I went to that diversity market the other day, right? Even though we all voted Brexit, and there was this woman there, right? And she had this stall there, right? And you know what she was selling?
No, Patrick.
Well, I'll tell you. She was selling knitted earrings.
Right. And this was a problem because...
Because I bought some for my mum, because she loves knitting. I thought they were flowers. They were supposed to be.
Supposed to be?
They were supposed to be ladies' front bottoms.
I see.
I took them home and I gave them to my mum. And to make it worse, right, I said, Mum, I saw these and thought of you. Her bloke Gordon was there. As per, he started killing himself laughing and Mum had to explain what there was. I said to her, Mum, I said, if you ever knit anything like that self, I'm telling you now, I will pack my bags and never darken the garage door again.
Strong words there, Patrick.
They were. Although Gordon had to chip in.
I see. And what were his thoughts?
He shouted, Beryl, you get the kettle on. I'll get your knitting bag.
Thank you, Patrick. Great call, as always. Time now for a little more Frank.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing.